The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Greg Stephan's Good Day program with Dr. Joy Brown among us. Roberta Fasanelli will have her Queen of Cheap report in this half hour of Good Day. Kenny Kessler monitoring social media. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington working on what's going on in the world. All right, so Joy, most people don't need an introduction to Joy Brown. Joy has been on the radio for almost as long as I've been on the radio. She's had a very successful, for several decades, midday program aimed at helping people in a psychological way. But she's good when it comes to issues. She's just really good at talking to people. So I'm happy to have her here sharing some time because Jennifer's off for a week. And I thought, okay, let's have Joy. Everybody likes Joy. Why not bring a little Joy into the program? So here's the story of a 13-year-old boy in Maryland who's been charged with assault. Police say he grabbed another eighth grader, a girl, and kissed her. Administrators at the middle school notified the resource officer of the incident. Police told the Baltimore Sun. They interviewed this 14-year-old girl who said that the 13-year-old classmate grabbed her shirt near her stomach and open-mouth kissed her with his tongue. Police say the boy said someone dared him to do it. Both students are eighth graders. The boy was charged as a juvenile with second-degree assault and released in the custody of his parents. So is this something I was thinking back to when I was in the eighth grade, stories that I've told about teasing some of the girls, mostly Karen Spencer, but I never really...
Karen Spencer's been in therapy with me for 30 years.
Has she?
I made that up.
So, one wonders if we're not in the era of this getting a little bit too much attention, the school disciplinary...
Wait.
I'm wondering, I'm asking.
Because there have been stories like this with 5-year-olds.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
This is not a 5-year-old. This
no,
is a 13-year-old.
Teenager.
And this is a kid who knows enough to do open-mouth kissing, so he's not exactly, you know, we're not talking about kids skipping through the Garden of Eden with butterflies around their head. The idea, look, all these kids, some of them were proved and some of them disproved about the frats where guys stood around and watched their frat brothers rape women. So, you know, I think this is a legitimate issue, because this is a kid who is, it wasn't about sex, it was about power, and that's the whole thing about rape. And so, obviously he didn't go to jail time. We don't know if this is the first instance. We don't know how big he was. We don't know how scared the kid was. But no, this is not children. These are our teenagers. And if he gets away with it, let me tell you what's going to happen next time. He can do it again.
All right. Did you ever, when, at what age were you first kissed?
Probably a little younger than that.
Ah.
But I know you guys are kind of equating it with dipping a girl's braid in the inkwell, but I don't
I'm
think
not. Don't assume anything. I'm just
all
asking
right.
the question.
Probably
don't assume
around
that
12.
We're the usual trolls.
11, 12, yeah. Part, yeah. Okay, fair enough.
All right, so Roberta, when was the first time you were kissed?
14, I think.
14. Do you remember who kissed you?
Oh, yes.
Really? Was it enjoyable? Sound like with that tone in your voice, you thought it was...
was it enjoyable?
I think the question is not, was it enjoyable? Was it voluntary is the question.
Yeah, okay,
yes,
so was
that
it
was what you guys are missing here.
Right. Yes, it was voluntary, yeah.
No.
Voluntary is a whole different... Let me just tell you a quick story.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on a second. How could you... Right. Looking, we're all about the same age. You and Roberta and me are all about the same age. So could you imagine it being anything other than falling at that age? I wouldn't have had the gumption to kiss. I don't think I.
But
I'm
this 13-year-old boy did.
I know, but there's a difference in the age of, not his age, but the age we're living in versus the age we were living in the 50s or 60s when we were that age.
Well, no, let's clarify. Did he kiss her on the cheek or on the lips?
No. He was a lip. It was a mouth and
open
tongue.
Open mouth kiss.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway,
it's
go ahead.
It's a little different.
Go.
Yeah. Okay.
How did he get his tongue in her mouth?
She opened it.
Yeah, but it
probably
was her will.
But that doesn't.
It's Rich McFadden troll number one. Go ahead, yeah. Joy. Back to you.
All right. Let me just. I just wanted to point out that sort of the difference. Maybe in time, maybe not. When I was about that age, when I was about 12, I had seen somebody kiss somebody with. I didn't understand tongue because the lips. But I understand moving the head. Right. That it was not just straightforward in out. It was moving around. Yeah. So I, in my wisdom, and I think I was actually about 10. Tried it on my grandfather. This was not a good move. Because
you did what?
I didn't know. I thought, this is how grown-ups kiss. My grandfather leaned over to kiss me goodbye. I'd been visiting. And I did. I didn't know about tongue, because I didn't, luckily, probably would not still have a tongue. And my grandfather was kind of an old-fashioned, you know, sinners in the hands of an angry God kind of guy, and I got slapped. But it really, I mean, it was really a startling kind of thing, because I'd seen it somewhere. I'd seen it on television, or I'd seen it in a play, or I'd seen it in a movie. I'd seen somewhere that that's how grown-ups kissed, and I thought, oh, okay, well, let's try this. Major mistake, but also understanding the difference between kissing your grandfather and essentially, you know, anybody sort of more or less your own age. So, you know, how do we learn these things? And I think the answer is, now, if he just said, what he probably could have said, Joy, that isn't how grandparents kiss granddaughters. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it is, never issue. But I learned the lesson very quickly about what's okay and what's not okay. Mm-hmm. And so the idea that this kid, I don't know that I probably would have scared the living daylights out of him, which clearly happened. And the problem, when he's a minor, they will probably, I think it's what called green cheating, where they will pull that, assuming that he doesn't have any other infractions till he's 17 and a half.
Right.
But the idea that, see, for me, the issue is not, well, he's a kid. The issue is twofold. First of all, it's about power. It wasn't voluntary. And second of all, he got egged on by his friends. Right. And that egging on by your friends, I think, is as dangerous as anything else.
Yep. All right. So there's the story in the background. Speaking of trolls, there's a fellow described as an online troll who posted as an ISIS supporter living in Australia. And what he did, we'll discuss in a moment, 14 past the hour on today's Doug Stephan Good Day program. Roberta and the Queen of Cheap Report coming up as well here on Good Day.
Walmart can help you stay one step ahead of flu season. Because at Walmart, you can get your flu shot anytime from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. And while you're in the store, pick up Lysol disinfecting wipes and Lysol disinfectant spray that actually kill cold and flu viruses and antibiotic-resistant bacteria. These are steps you can take right now at Walmart to help prevent the flu from getting to you.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. State restrictions may apply. Use all products as directed.
At TIAA CREP, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREP Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Well, Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
So you can print grand opening flyers?
Yes.
Grand opening banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You sell cake?
It's just the same.
Oh, shame. I love cake.
Now at Staples, 500 business cards are just $9.99 every day. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
In-store and online are not combined. One site only on white mat, no cash or credit back on prior purchases, tax and shipping extra.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Did you know that walking actually burns more fat than jogging? Walking 30 minutes a day, 5 times a week, builds bone mass and reduces your risk of osteoporosis. Walking also improves heart health by increasing heart rate and circulation and can actually cut your odds of catching a cold in half. Make a plan to walk 30 minutes a day, and while you're out, walk on by to say hi to your local Health Mart pharmacy. They'd love to see you. Caring for you and about you, this health tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart pharmacy. Visit healthmart.com.
She's the queen of chip, the diva of toaster type. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
I take care of our Queen of Cheap report for today with the lady who's in charge of cheapness, dumpster diver Roberta Fasinelli. Do you think I'm having a psychologically negative impact on her, Joy, calling her? Joy Brown is here with Roberta.
We call her the
Kenny
queen of incredible bargains.
Or not cheap. Okay, yeah. Queen of cheap. No, I'm going to
cheap. She wouldn't like that.
But about no, was cheap. Is it no, cheap or
queen
cheap?
Of
cheap?
Cheap.
Cheap.
Queen of cheap. Joy? She pardon? Likes a dumpster diver. Diva.
Yeah.
But it's true. I do dumpster dive.
If she doesn't mind it, I don't.
No, I don't mind it at all. I mean, it's because it's the absolute truth.
All right, let's go.
That's really depressing.
Get at it.
Let's start with almost free school and office supplies. I went over to Walgreens this weekend, just look, kind of browsing the aisles, the seasonal stuff that's all marked down. My goodness, the school supplies are down to nothing, like 39 cents for notebooks. So if you want to stock up on
selection.
School supplies, no, I came across a fantastic selection. I bought out everything they had.
Staples has got, honey, Staples has got notebooks for 19 cents.
Yep, the Staples too. Any of these places, Walgreens. Staples, Rite Aid, CVS, Office Max, Office Depot. Head over to those places now. And you don't have to be in school. These are great office supplies, people. Just go get office supplies now. Just go hit all the back-to-school bargains. Also, you can also get outdoor furniture and garden sales. I went over to Home Depot and Lowe's this weekend. I picked up $39 planters for $10 a piece, and they still have a lot of stock left. So I would run, not walk, to these places and stock up even cushions for your chairs. I got them at $9.99 a piece. These were normally $30 a piece. Just incredible bargains right now, but you got to hit them now because they are going to disappear because they're making way for the Halloween stuff, all the Halloween costumes and candies and all that. And if you must, if you absolutely must do Halloween, I've got a deal for you. It's with a company called Spirit Halloween. They're online. And right now with the special coupon code we have for you at DougStephan.com, you can get a discount of 20% off any one item. This is the time of year to go buy Halloween costumes as well, because you know if you try to get a Halloween costume on October 30th, forget about it. You're not going to get anything. You're going to wind
November 1st works.
Or November 1st, but if you're looking for a costume on October 30th, you need something for a party the next day, you're going to wind up cutting holes in sheets and sticking them over your head. That's about what you're going to be limited to. So buy them now at 20% off with our special coupon code at the Queen of Sheep section at DougStephan.com. It's in the Better Living section, right, Doug?
Yes, it is, Roberta.
So right, here's the get these bargains now.
Get them now. Joshua Ryan Goldberg, age 27, arrested, charged with distributing information relating to explosives, destructive devices, weapons of mass destruction, faces 20 years in the slammer. The complaint says Mr. Goldberg of Orange Park, which is south of Jacksonville, began communicating online with an FBI informant. He gave that person information on how to build a bomb with a pressure cooker. He was working online trying to get people to join ISIS or to work with ISIS to disrupt things in America. So he's now under arrest. He was living in Australia, though. Right? That's the internet. You can do it anyway. 21 after on Good Day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
One of the best, one of the greatest bands in the history of pop music, the Electric Light Orchestra. So if you're a fan of ELO, you can be happy because Jeff Lynne has announced that the ELO boys are going to get back together. They have inked a deal with Columbia Records and are going to release their first studio album in 15 years.
That's so cool.
Last one was Zoom in 2001. It was the first album from their band following a hiatus, which went back to 1986. This is such great stuff, Rich. You got to crank this up. They hinted at a reunion last year when they performed at a BBC radio festival. Just the way they put their music together.
This is one of the
great examples of a bitchy woman. The pianos, the guitars, just the beat, the whole thing.
Hey, well, you got the blues. You ain't got no help to use.
It's your story, Roberta. Very cool. Still are.
One of the original Traveling Wilburys.
Yeah.
Jeff Lynne was.
Yep.
Yeah. Ah, here's another great one. These are like anthems, most of them. Ah,
they're so musically sophisticated.
Yeah, crank up, Rich. Magic. Can't keep your feet still. Now, this stuff's playing. Very few bands have been able to equal the way they.
Jeff Lynne was a genius.
I think the Moody Blues are as good as they are in some ways. This was never. This is a little more downbeat. Not one of my faves from the
era.
It's still a good song.
Yes.
What's his background, Richie?
Jeff
Caesar.
I don't know Beyond ELO. And Traveling Wilburys, Ken.
I don't know. He was in a band before ELO. It didn't do much in the late 60s.
Well, I guess what I'm asking, in a
with
curious way,
training.
Is, yeah, how do they get... Some of these people are trained in ways that you would never expect them to go into this, into the music this way. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I think because they're so musically sophisticated.
Yeah.
I'll bet you there's some
right.
classical training
yeah.
in that background.
That's what
that
was the point. Ah. That's what you would say. Ah! How many people have an ELO, at least one ELO album? Raise your hand, please.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody got one?
Do you have vinyl?
I have a vinyl.
I have vinyl, yeah.
See,
too.
I gave all my vinyl away because I couldn't buy Needles anymore.
Yeah, you know what the new thing is?
Go down
now you
it.
Can.
There
go
is a new device. Record player that uses lasers, so it kind of turns your record into like a CD.
Yeah.
Wow. So it uses a laser. It never touches your record. And it
doesn't get all scratched up.
It just came out. Yeah, so check that out.
Well, the good thing about discs as opposed to vinyl is they don't warp. And that's, you know, they warped. I mean, they really, the sound actually.
Roberta
I mean,
sent me the
vinyl.
Ultimate warped record for Christmas one year. Remember that, Roberta?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I did.
It's a chips bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
Get into a bowl.
Hi,
yes.
This is the best one of them all. Richie, thank you. Saving the best for last.
Turn to Stone.
Turn to Stone. Electric Light Orchestra on Good Day.
Water versus bottled water, what's healthier? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. If ever the power of marketing is seen, it's in tap water versus bottled water. Most think bottled water is superior. Granted, bottled water can taste better, but it's not safer or healthier than tap water. DCOC advice? Tap water is safe. I drink it every day. In fact, recording this 60-second message, it was my beverage of choice. Plastic bottles are not sustainable, no matter what you've been told, and 6 out of 7 of them end up in a landfill somewhere. In fact, they'll be around polluting the planet for many years after you and I stop drinking water forever. A lot of bottled water is tap water in a plastic bottle, and you pay mucho bucks for the privilege of drinking it out of plastic. So at the end of the day, do yourself and the planet a favor. Buy a reusable bottle, and if the tap water isn't to your taste, buy a filter. It's what I did. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an actor portrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Your local pharmacist is also a HealthMart pharmacist. They're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her HealthMart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned HealthMart pharmacy near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
After the hour now on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Dr. Joy Brown here. Jennifer is maybe around sometime this week, but I thought, it would be nice to have a Joy's point of view.
Oh, I love being on with Joy.
I know.
It's so great because we're both Richie. New York, New Orleans girls.
Yes, exactly. And Richie, who's neither a New York or New Orleans girl, is here. Kenny Kessler,
monitoring
social media. Okay, so there's a lot of talk today about Susie Favor Hamilton.
Yeah.
She is an Olympian. She has made a mark for herself as a motivational speaker. And apparently, with her husband's involvement, never mind permission, but involvement, she's become one of the most popular call girls in Las Vegas.
Was.
And now is writing a story about it, has become very open about it. So the question comes,
her
why would
Fast
somebody...
Fast Girl just came out over the weekend.
The book is Fast Girl. Okay.
Right.
So what is there about this that will appeal to people? Men will have one idea. Women will have another idea. Learning about her bipolarism, if that's what it is. She apparently was able to take 5 clients a day as a Vegas call girl, and made a lot of money. She looks like the new Miss America, skinny, but so, still there's a wonder here about the attention and why it is that people would take this part. A lot of people have bipolar issues, and I wonder if this isn't something that would be good to understand. There's a lot of discussion, in my world anyway, about bipolarism. And so maybe we ought to start, Joy, if you don't mind, clinically explaining what bipolarism is.
Okay. It's bipolar, manic depression. It is a subset of of depression.
Highs and lows, marked by
highs and lows. Low lows. Yeah. It's a hard treatment to diagnose because most people will seek therapy during the depressive phase, mm-hmm. but not during the manic phase. The manic phase drives everybody else crazy, but the sufferer who is not suffering feels great. That they have a lot of energy, delusions of grandeur.
So when Susie Faber Hamilton was one of the top call girls in Las Vegas for 5 years up till like 2012, she was having a great time. But her husband and her daughter, who were back home trying to wonder how to get her back to the woman she was, they were the ones feeling the effects.
I thought her husband was involved with her in some way.
Her husband went to Vegas for their 20th anniversary, mm-hmm. and they decided to do a threesome. And because they decided their sex life was getting a little boring. So she thought, wow, this is great. I can make all this money for sex. But if you look carefully at who she was, and again, I don't know this woman, so it's a little tricky. But she talks about she was a distance runner, and she, middle distance runner, and she fell during the Olympics. And she said that she did that purposefully, that she thought, I'm not going to win, so I might as well. And so for her, the question is it bipolarity or is it narcissism, the need for constant attention and approval and applause, and certainly you could have both diagnoses. Let me go back to bipolarity for just a second, because my point, among other things, is it's a difficult diagnosis. It's also a difficult treatment because people are perfectly willing to take antidepressants during the depressive phase, and it's a very specific kind of medication. You can't just use, and it's again one of the problems. If you go into your therapist when you're in depressive phase and they view you as just depressed and give you an antidepressant, it will blow the lid off the manic phase. So it's a difficult diagnosis.
Why is it difficult?
Because you need a different medication, because you have both the highs and the lows.
What happens if you don't take medication, if you deal with it in a different way?
But there is classic medication for bipolarity. Whether you want to try some homeopathic stuff, there is classic, psychopharmacology for it. Whether you decide to do it or not is beside the point. You don't want to use the wrong medication for it. So it's a tricky diagnosis. Compliance is difficult because, again, the family may be very unhappy during the manic phase because the person is really out of control. They have a lot of energy. They don't sleep very much.
They take it out on the other members of the family?
Well, it's not necessarily that. It's just that they talk a lot. They stay awake a lot. Their behavior becomes much more risky. Risk is part of it. They're delusional that, there have been some terrifying situations where people thought they could fly and go out windows. So for the family, that's the concern. The thing about depression is, among other things, it tends to be fairly stolid. So the family, the person who's feeling depressed definitely wants some help. So they're much more likely to seek help during the depressive phase. During the manic phase, they're having a great time. The family just worries about them a lot because
she tweeted, "I realize I have made highly irrational choices and I take full responsibility for them. I am not a victim here and knew what I was doing."
Yeah, see, that it seems to me that I'm not sure that she's bipolar as much as she's narcissistic.
Mm-hmm. What rings right, about that, though? What causes narcissism?
Well, narcissism, one is a personality disorder. The other is a mood disorder. So they're really different parts of the brain. They're treated differently. They're viewed pharmacologically.
But what would bring them on? What, pardon? Chemical imbalance?
Well, a narcissism, no, is not viewed as a chemical imbalance. It's viewed as a personality disorder. It's something that your sense of empathy, your sense of realistic behavior,
right, so
your sense of boundaries.
Here's what I'm thinking about this and listening to it. I didn't know the story. This is not something that I would follow on my own. I'm thinking of her father and what her father must have thought. Well, what did he think the first time he knew what his daughter was doing?
He told her she needs to move out of the country and just get out of off the map.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was going to move out of the country and go away with it, but ended up staying and just kind of weathering through it. Mm-hmm. So it hit him
pretty good. He was just like, you just need to get off the map for a couple of years.
Well, but that's not, I mean, he may be embarrassed, but, I mean, the point is that, that you know, what you do is you support your kids when they're in trouble. You don't banish them.
By sending them to Europe.
Yeah. I would say that's a lousy way to...
You know, it's interesting. I just reread it.
I'm talking about narcissism. That's a pretty narcissistic way.
Yeah,
it's
an inherited character.
Get out of the way. Exactly. Yeah. I don't want to be embarrassed by having you around.
It's like parents who, when their kid turns out pregnant, say, how could you do this to me? And I keep pointing out, you were the last person on their mind when this happened.
I know somebody who's going through this, and they have decided not to take any drugs at all. They've turned to Buddhism and are doing, when it comes time
meditation.
To go to bed at night, a lot of meditation, and it seems to be working very well. I don't know that that's the prescription for everybody. It just happens to be...
Well, and I don't know, and we don't, as you point out, the bipolarity is misdiagnosed. I just read another article that said that she had the problem that I had just described, which she'd been diagnosed with depression, the antidepressant had fueled her erratic behavior. Mm-hmm. It's a little hard to know. I don't know this woman. I've never examined her. But when she talks about her behavior, and I said, when you're bipolar, you're probably bipolar from adolescence on, if not earlier. So, but she talks about falling. She talks about being aware. This is a much more complicated kind of thing. And people who are Olympian, she talks about being in the spotlight and missing the spotlight. So a little hard to know exactly what's going on here.
All right, so Roberta, do you ever have to deal with this in a way, shape, or form, or how? I guess
bipolarism. My older daughter is bipolar.
Mm-hmm.
But she's complicated. She's bipolar combined with borderline personality disorder.
But what causes this stuff? Is there a way to
put these two together? It's genetic.
There's some joy. Yeah, there's some issue that depression, bipolarity, schizophrenia there does seem to be some genetic component, but it's not clear. You can have four kids and one of them can have a problem and none of the other three, which means that it's not that clear. The only we know, for example, that obsessive compulsive behavior there's a much clearer link there from father to son to son. But the only indication, schizophrenia for a long time was thought to be genetic and still may be. But the only study that was ever done that was conclusive was done in Britain about 75 years ago, and it was done with cows, believe it or not.
Really?
So it's a little,
bipolar cows?
This was talking about schizophrenic cows. Well, mad cow disease. The point is that we're really talking, as Roberta points out, about human beings who are not unilateral, that somebody can be, there are not saints and sinners, and there probably aren't sane and insane people. There are people who talk about having a psychotic break. There are people who talk about, when they drink or we know that Native Americans have a different response to alcohol than the Caucasian population. I mean, so when you're talking about behavior and brain, you're talking about an enormously complicated series of events. What circumstances, the thing about somebody who's borderline is quite often they compensate fine until they're stressed and then they go off and have issues. So we're talking about a woman here who admittedly she was exposed, so to speak, in 2012 because she started telling people who she was. Hi, my name is Susie. I'll be your mascara for the night. And guess what? You want to see my medal?
She was really exposed because the Smoking Gun website walked up to her and said, "Aren't you?" And then printed
yeah, but
on
she was
tell,
but she was the reason that they said "aren't you" is because a reporter found her accidentally. But she was telling her clients who she was. She wasn't being anonymous anymore.
No,
wow.
Is the narcissism there. All right,
exactly.
So there's beyond the headlines. Joy and Roberta and Kenny and Richie and I up next. Be afraid, very afraid. That's here on Good Day.
Fall flooring season is on, and the Lumber Liquidators flooring experts can help you find the best deals of the hottest looks in flooring. Right now, we've got incredible deals on easy-to-install laminate engineered floors and more, like our thickest, beautiful acacia laminate for only 99 cents. Or get 10% off Schoen engineered pre-finished hardwood floors, plus Morningstar natural strand bamboo for only $2.69. Or get gorgeous, solid, hand-scraped mahogany hardwood at 27% off, with more amazing deals in your store. And 12-month special financing. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
This is a MultiView special report brought to you by State Farm. State Farm claims data show that the chances of you having a claim from colliding with a deer while driving have remained the same over the past year. Statistics also show the likelihood more than doubles during the months of October, November, and December. Dave Phillips from State Farm.
Injuries, vehicle damage, and even fatalities can result from collisions with deer. However, you can avoid being a statistic with just a few precautions. Remember to practice safe driving habits like drive two and two, two eyes on the road, two hands on the wheel, and watch out for animals on the road.
Any other good tips?
Always practice caution when in known deer zones, and when you see a deer on the road, avoid swerving. When there's no oncoming traffic at night, use your high beams, and of course, don't rely on devices like deer whistles. Lastly, scan the road as you drive for deer and other animals.
For more on how you can protect yourself while driving, go to statefarm.com.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delphum to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program at 48 after the hour. Dr. Joy Brown, Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. More sharks along the East Coast. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Federal researchers say that there have been more sharks on the East Coast there, especially around North Carolina and north of there. National Oceanographic Atmospheric Administration reports say there have been 2,800 shark sightings in the waters from Florida to North Carolina.
Lunch.
And then 1,800 up north from there to the coast of Massachusetts and New England, off Narragansett Bay in Rhode Island. You know, you have a place close to there.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So what about sharks? You ever see anybody here ever actually really see a shark?
Yeah, I've scuba dived with sharks many times.
Scuba dive with sharks.
I've actually pet nursed
in a cage. Were you in the cage?
No. Just out in the open.
Are you talking about sand sharks?
No. Though I've actually pet sleeping nurse sharks.
So then, Joy, would you examine
hammerhead sharks?
And we're talking about the bipolarity here, and
reef sharks. Generally, these are sharks. If you're a diver, you know that these are sharks that you really don't particularly worry about. You know, a tiger shark, you might get a little worried. You know, hammerheads, I've seen them at a distance. I haven't been up close. But reef sharks, nurse sharks, they generally, they have
the same. What do the sharks think of you?
What do they think of you?
No.
You. What do they think of you, Roberta?
You. No, they wouldn't touch me. Professional courtesy.
Exactly.
Yeah, should have figured that was coming, Richie.
Yeah, boy, that was a nice setup, folks.
Those of you who are planning a trip to the Middle East, you may want to be aware of what happened in Egypt over the weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
Security forces killed 12 tourists, injured 10 others. They mistook them for militants.
What a story. I saw this.
Terrorist elements. Victims are people from both Egyptians and Mexicans that were there. I'm a little concerned about this because Amira's going over there in a month or so to have a week on the Nile. I don't know.
Well, just don't go taking the caravans out into the middle of the desert because that's what these people
right.
did.
They were way out in the middle of nowhere. They're in the middle of nowhere.
Without permits or anything. Yeah.
Right.
And by the way, you can see everything there is to see in Egypt. You stay close in. Take a trip down the Nile. It's beautiful. The pyramids are all close in. The best pyramids are in Giza, right outside of Cairo, right in the town. You don't have to go out in the middle of the desert. Anybody takes you out in the middle of the desert, I would be suspicious of that in the first place, because sometimes those deals are inside deals where the robberies take place anyway. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
I asked myself, why would he make a statement like that? He knows I'll come after him. But then it occurred to me. He knows I'll come after him.
See the shark with teeth like razors.
What is going on?
How much do they pay instructors up at Columbia?
$86 a week.
Do you have any idea how much Bozo the Clown makes?
Whoa, we can't all be Bozo the Clown.
Not in search, obviously.
That box is the biggest thing since Gutenberg invented the printing press. And I'm the biggest thing on it.
Sunday, see a corpse. Stretched in the strength.
I'm going to kiss this off because I can't find the information about this. All right, Kenny, what are we listening to?
Lyle Lovett, Mac the Knife from Quiz Show, the number one movie this week in 1994.
Oh, yeah. Yes, who doesn't remember that? Or the original incident about which the movie was, around which the movie, the story around which it was built. Very interesting story. All right, so the idea here is to review what went on over the weekend. Chuck is not around, so I'll have Joy and Roberta pull apart some of the movies. I know Joy is like I am. She won't go to see a scary movie. And there was that M. Night Shyamalan movie was a scary movie. But how did it rank in the box office totals? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
While most video surveillance solutions capture and store hours of nothing, Cuda Eye by Barracuda Networks
only captures video when something happens. Once captured on camera, the video evidence is immediately encrypted and sent to the cloud for safe storage and easy retrieval from any web browser or mobile device. With CUDA-i, there's no network configuration or software to install. Just plug one or more cameras into your network to better protect your business. Don't get caught with nothing. Do something about it. Check out CUDA-i.com. That's CUDAEYE.com.
I love having Joy on because there's no mistakes allowed. None.
Well, yeah. I mean, when I did something like that, my lines would light up.
Really? Not
oh,
here.
Yeah, they get furious with me when I make a grammatical error. When I use the past perfect as opposed to past pluperfect, everybody's a critic. Oh, yeah. They nail me.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
All right, they so what happened? Well, I nail everybody because I don't like improper English myself.
Well, I don't either. I don't do it intentionally. But as you know, this is not exactly scripted. We're just sort of talking off the top of our head in case we're going to make a grammatical error, which is not allowed. I'm an English teacher, and you just said, "Oh my God, so sorry."
All right, well, the world is not perfect, as we all have come to realize, sadly. Anyway.
Except for us.
Yeah, exactly. Number one film this weekend was The Perfect Guy, brought in $26.7 million over the weekend. What was there about this movie? Anybody see this movie?
About a woman who gets stalked by a guy.
Really?
It was made for 25 cents.
Oh, that was that's not the movie that has, I'm thinking about the trailer.
It's Sanaa Lathan and
Michael Early. Michael Ealy, after breaking up with her boyfriend.
Oh, you made a mistake, Joy. What's the big idea?
No, I just read it wrong. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Michael Ealy. But I caught it, so it's okay. If I correct my own mistakes, then I don't get so much email.
Yeah.
After breaking up with her boyfriend, a professional woman gets
Joy,
involved with a man who seems almost too good to be true.
DrJoy.com. Well,
don't
excuse me?
That. Thank you. Stop that.
Oh. All right. So what about the other stuff? There's a lot of stuff that's been around for a while.
This is not the good time of year for movies.
Shalaman's movie is called The Visit.
Yeah.
Took $25.6 million in.
They go to see their grandparents, and the parents say, "Could you climb in the oven?" And the big reveal, which I won't tell you because you may want to see the movie.
Oh, come on. Spoiler.
You don't want me to tell you.
Yeah, I do.
Doug
can
always tells, but no, don't
can
say
I
it.
Say it has to do with my profession and let it go with that?
Shrinkage?
Well, mental health.
Uh-huh.
With the emphasis on the mental and no emphasis on the health at all.
Mm.
A couple of things I heard on it say it's a good return for M. Night Shyamalan, who basically got ostracized by the movie industry after three or four duds.
Well, I don't know that this is going to redeem him, and it came in second to a movie that cost about 48 cents to make.
Right, so it still hit the list.
All right, The War Room is that the religious drama. Number three, $7.4 million, cost $3 million to make, and is taken in 39 so far. Did you see that?
No, they didn't screen it.
Oh.
The religious movies, they tend not to invite critics to. I guess they figure we're all...
Joy only goes to movies where she gets free screening entry.
That's right.
Well, I mean, if you pay for a movie, it changes everything. And Walk in the Woods is the Nick Nolte, Robert Redford movie.
That's a good movie. It looks like it would be a good movie.
Well, it's a little slow, but Mission Impossible, Rogue Nations is good. Straight Outta Compton is
five,
a terrific movie.
Six. All right. So there you have it, a review of what went on at the movies this weekend. And Chuck
wasn't
even here.
Better stuff is coming.
Look at how...
Go see Straight Outta Compton. I'll pay for the ticket.
It's a really interesting movie.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.